Welcome to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your humble host, John Orlando, bringing you the only podcast that is live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via Columbus, Ohio. I am here in my home, ready to talk about this great episode, number 109, by the way. And this episode will feature two guests. One who has already appeared on the PVD Cast about a year and a half ago. Almost 2 years ago, and one that's brand new, but these two gentlemen together have created a great YouTube show called Black, White, and Red All Over. Of course, I'm talking about Victor Dandridge and Ryan Seymour. These two gentlemen review comic books on YouTube and give you the ins and outs of what they like and dislike about them, and you know, I wanted to have these guys come on. Victor's been on before. Sometime in 2015 he was on talking about the various projects that he is involved with. I mean, he's a man out there. He's making things happen. He's making comics. He's living his life. He's doing what he loves, and that's an awesome thing. And Ryan is the man behind Comic Town, which we'll talk a little bit about that store that has been over in the north end of Columbus for almost, I think he said 25 years. I think that's what Ryan said, but it's been there a very, very, very long time. So, but they have this great show. I wanted them to come on and talk. It's going to be one of the silliest episodes I've had in a while. And let me tell you, not that that's a bad thing. I think you're going to get a chuckle out of some of the things that we talk about. So, with that, I'm not going to waste any more time because I want to get on into it. So, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with Ryan and Victor as we talk about Black, White, and Red All Over.
Trivia Geeks, the Unpredictable Game Show podcast, is back with a brand new season. They've got a new host, new games, and a new day and time. But that's not all. Now you can download their companion app, TrivNow, and play along in real time. Watch Carrie on YouTube as she tries to convince her partner that his Dark Knight hasn't risen in years. Listen on Diamond Club and Alpha Geek Radio, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can also follow the show on Facebook and Twitter and get all the latest updates and showtimes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another installment of the PVD Cast. This is probably going to be a rowdy one because we haven't even started recording and we have come up with some amazing stuff.
Wesley amazing Snipes, stuff. Mr. Snipes, we have a plan for you.
Yes.
Yes, that's
I'm,
right.
Well, anyways, I'm here in Comic Town. I'm joined by Victor Dandridge and, of course, Ryan Seymour. How are you guys doing?
Pretty decent.
I mean, it itches a little bit, but it's not too bad.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm talking about my voice. I sound a little rough. I just came from, you know, faraway land. And I'm just trying to get my voice back. That's all.
New Orleans is not that far away.
Listen, some of the things that happened, it felt like a black pit of opportunity and rowdiness. So I'm saying it's a faraway land, and this is why I sound like a Yeti. So
okay,
yes,
all
yes.
All right. Well, we are here to talk about your YouTube show, Black, White, and Red All Over.
Yeah.
You want to give us a quick little synopsis of what the show's about, Ryan?
It's, you know, every week we do a show. It's reviewing in a spoiler-free way.
Yes.
That week's offerings. One of the things I think we focus on that's fairly unique is we don't look for the negative. We don't look for the snark.
Hopefully not. I mean, we try, some things invoke it.
Yeah, you run into it for sure. But generally speaking, comics are fun.
Yes.
They're meant to be fun. You know, why come up with snarky things, negative things? Just, you know, if you don't like a book, don't read the book. Try this instead.
Right.
That's
such a great way to describe it. Like, that's, we're trying to be shepherds of good comicdom. That's what it is. We're not trying to make ourselves the, you know, superior minds about comic books. We're just like, hey, these were awesome. Check them out.
Yeah. Because
what happens if you read a book that's absolute garbage?
Oh, like, we say just, that. Absolutely. I mean, there are rare times, Shudder, when there's a series that we just do not like. And
so you wouldn't even remove it. You won't even go from the pile and go, look, this is so bad, let's not even talk about it.
No,
because it's, I mean, it's real.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
That's the thing. Right. And sometimes you have to warn people about
don't do it.
The doo-doo that's on the shelves.
Don't do it.
Yeah, like, you know, YVX, or whatever that turd monkey is. It's just
now, that's your gripe for this week.
Yeah,
fill me in because I'm a little bit. I may have missed this episode of the show.
Listen,
what exactly?
I'm gonna let you talk about it because, you know, when I talk about it, it gets violent.
Yeah. right. So the short version.
No, you're being too nice. No, you got to go in there harder than that, Ryan. Come on. What they're doing is wrong. I'm sorry. I said I wasn't going to do that. I apologize. I apologize. Go ahead.
The rant. Rant.
Yeah. All right. So the Terrigen Mists are loose and they're floating around. Apparently, mutants, when they encounter it, they die.
Basically.
It's a thing. Yeah. Okay. All right. So instead of gathering the brightest minds in the Marvel Universe to find a way to contain it, that's it. You just contain it. The X-Men are going to go fight the Inhumans.
In an attempt to try to destroy the mist, because as the X-Men see it, Beast has figured out, spoilers, y'all, Beast has figured out that, like, in a short amount of time, Earth is going to become uninhabitable to mutants.
Yep.
It's just going to be toxic to them because of this cloud. So, again, rather than talk to the Inhumans and say, hey, we need to find a way to contain this because it's killing us, and we've got to figure out a way to contain it in this amount of time or else we just have to get off Earth. Which, of course, I think the Inhumans are like, well, just leave.
Yeah,
we've done it. Like, yeah. We can build you a new Earth. We can do whatever we want. Like, there are solvable ways here instead of fighting. But it's stupid.
Okay? I'm just in awe of this.
It's stupid.
Who? I don't know who came up with it.
Creatively,
did a third grader come up with this?
No, the problem. I mean, like, there are some very high-level talents that are attached to this where it's like, why did you guys do this?
Yeah, and I feel
bad.
What
are you doing?
Like, Jeff Lemire, Charles Soule. I mean, like, these are incredible creators that automatically tack on numbers of copies when I do my initial orders.
Right. And now they're associated with this.
Yeah. Wow.
You know,
wow.
Not every swing is a home run.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of swings at the same
ball. But I think
Brian
just wants to make contact with the ball, I think,
on
that one. I mean,
at this point...
Marvel's playing catcher in a T-ball game. God. You guys had one job.
Oh, my God. No. At this point, man, Marvel is trying to, like, convince the coach to go for the extra point in a T-ball game. That's what that is. Like,
wrong sport.
He's like, no, go for two. Go for two. And you're like, that's... Because it started off with Death of X, which was already dumb. Right. Then you continue it with IVX. So that's what I'm calling. This is them going for two. Wrong sport completely. And I'm a huge Inhumans fan. Like, I love... Black Bolt is my favorite character of all time. So to see this team, this family portrayed in this way upsets me in a way that...
Yeah.
Just gets my Agent Orange just to acting up. I just can't. So
none of the characters are acting in character.
Right.
It's just Marvel grabbing for an event title, which has become their thing, and it's very frustrating.
Stop that.
All right. Well, how'd you guys come up with the idea for the show? We'll get back on topic here.
Okay.
How'd you come up with the idea for the show?
That is totally Ryan's fault.
That is totally Shelby Hunt's fault.
Oh, dang. Shelby is our producer. Yeah. So wait, did he come to you with the idea of doing it?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, Rogue Media Gaming is Shelby's company. He wanted us to begin doing some kind of review show to increase our social media footprint. And we have our, apparently after, 35 years, I have some level of expertise in comics. and he was right.
Yeah.
It was the right idea.
And yeah.
The initial version was just going to be me, which.
Come on, I would have watched that. I would have watched that.
Yeah. See, I don't have personality.
Bull. Yes, you do. Oh. You're like a... Listen, you've been described as urethral. You are full of personality.
Urethral? That was a mistake. I don't think that's the right word.
Yeah, that's a long-standing joke that will never die now.
Yeah, okay. Like,
totally. Ever.
That's going to be the only thing on my tombstone, not my name. Nothing. Just
here lies urethral. He can take the piss out of anything. Urethral. I'm sorry. That's so bad.
I just say because I think I lost my personality in the first divorce. it would just as a one person, like, chirping at the screen, it wasn't gonna be entertaining. Something more conversational would be better, because then you have two opinions bouncing back and forth and bringing out aspects of the books that you might not just with yourself. And the extremely long list of people that I went to as to be on the show with me, which consisted of one person, by the way.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Dang.
Which went to Vic. And, ever since, that's...
God, it's been, what, 3 years now?
Yeah.
We're tiptoeing on 3 years of doing this.
But you told me that you two have known each other for quite a while.
Yes. Oh, God,
okay.
Yes.
Is that professionally through... Victor, so, your role in the scene here in Central Ohio, or...?
No, this goes back to me being a reader of comics.
Okay.
Like, when I was
all right.
Wait, I hate to say this like this way, but when I was a kid and a teenager, I would come to Comic Town, and Ryan, was not quite owner yet. Yeah. You know, he was working his way up, but you know, I've known him for most of my life now at this point. God, yeah. We are old. What
yeah.
happened?
Yeah, I don't know. Like in my mind, I'm still 20.
Right. It's not there.
I'm not. My liver is like 82.
No, dude, yeah. We're not.
You're like, oh, I'm sorry.
But yeah, no. So we've known each other for a very, yeah. very long okay. time. So okay. Ryan is definitely one of the few persons to be able to see the fullness of my growth as going from fan to creator. And I really enjoyed doing all this. It's yeah. been fantastic.
Yeah. And it's been amazing to watch you because you don't always get the chance to see somebody develop in you know through their life and integrate their dreams and their talents.
Thank you.
And go to where they want. And it's been amazing to watch. And all, like in all honesty.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, now, is it true?
It did. It got, like, we're going to have to hug after this. Serious.
Is it true you guys don't really talk about the books until it's go time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Why do you not trust each other to bias one on the other, or do you want to just keep it?
It makes a real conversation.
Yeah, it makes yeah. it more real.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, I think the hardest thing that we've ever had to do was remember that time when we filmed and the audio didn't work, so we had to come back in the next morning yeah. and like redo it.
Yeah.
That was hard because yeah. we had geeked out.
You yeah. know,
we had done yeah. it already. So
right, right.
I think yeah, you're right. Like when the worst thing that we do is we might get like overly excited yeah. and we'll like do little asides yep. like while we're reading or right before
yeah.
but
not yeah. a full discussion yeah. of no. this book was awesome, this book wasn't, yeah, et cetera, et cetera.
And you find out different I look at comics from one perspective, Vix looks at them from another, and he's got the eye as a creator and a writer that he can see certain aspects of it that I might not. And so when we start that conversation, like our reactions to each other are real.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. they're not fake, they're not cooked. I mean, it's just a real honest conversation between two people who love comics.
Don't listen to him like he's some slouch in the reading department, though. Like, this guy is actually rather creative. I'm waiting for you to come up with a series of your own. I'm dead serious.
I might.
I know you have one. Don't even play. I know you have one.
One could be about this mist cloud that is on Earth that... Oh, wait.
Wait, no, no, no.
Never mind, my bad. No, no, no. Yeah.
There's a group of people that need it, and there's a group of people that despise it.
Yeah.
Don't be the cloud.
There you go.
Just get Galactus in a bendy straw.
Dude. Like, dude, why is that not? I don't know.
Oh, you just solved everything.
Ultimates 2. That's Alley 2. Union. For the listeners yeah. at home,
come
that's
on.
2. That's 2 things we've solved. One, this whole conundrum. But the second one yes. is we figured out a way to get Wesley Snipes back in the public eye.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we so, did. We're going to have to come back to that. You can't yeah. just drop that kernel.
No, we're not. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
We'll
I was going to say, like, you that's can't. That's yeah. a tease for the real. Like, wait, yeah. Wesley? Like, even Wesley's trying to, like, wait, what? What did you say? Hold on. I'm listening.
Let's you know what? Well, that'll be sweet if I get tweets from Wesley Snipes.
I will tweet him to yeah. see if he will tweet about this. Like, what's up? Come on. Make this happen.
Love you in Blade 3.
Okay, now you're gonna get us kicked. Now you're gonna get us kicked.
Seriously,
okay? That's a good way to get us kicked.
I like
that's,
Blade 3.
I mean,
Dracula had dreamy eyes.
Wasn't Dracula played by
the dude from Prison Break?
Yeah, yeah. Who is now
Wentworth Miller?
No, the other one. The other
guy, Dominic Purcell.
Yeah, who's now
Legends of Tomorrow?
Yes, yeah. Heatwave. Yeah. He's Heatwave now.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Boom. That's an upgrade.
This is like 6 degrees of. Insert actor's name here.
Exactly.
Have you ever gotten negative feedback for one of your reviews? Either one of you guys have anybody come up to you and go, hey, that book that you liked, it sucks, or vice versa?
I don't know. We've gotten thumbs down on our videos, but that's good. And, like, I look at it as a good thing because that means someone took the time to really listen and
be like, nah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I have had one
person. Well, you hope that, unless it's just some somebody
could,
in their basement.
It could, yeah, it could still be some troll, but
troll,
I mean, the
yeah,
fact that you
right.
push the button, we still win
yeah.
because you
right,
took the time
exactly,
to push the button.
Exactly.
But I think the closest thing to negative was, I can't think of her name, but she was wanting us to do a little bit more off-the-cuff titles. Things
Robin
that we
Livingston.
Don't, there we go.
Yeah.
It was still a very, like, congenial conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She just wanted us to try things that weren't, you know, from the big two or not the norm
yeah.
of things that we had gotten into the groove of reading. So that's the worst sort of negative thing, I think. I can't say that anyone's ever been like, you've been a fool. Like,
yeah, but that would be very interesting to hear.
I would.
Like, someone that disagrees with us, but in a way that's actually productive. And,
right.
You know, I feel this about this book, and I'm not sure what you guys saw in it.
But this
that'd be very cool.
Yeah. So if Charles Soule or Jeff Lemire wants to hit us up, I mean, do it. do it.
Yeah.
Because we have questions about this series.
Lots of questions.
Lots of them.
Yeah. Lots
judgments,
of questions.
Judgments.
Do you guys do reviews? Because I saw that you did a couple of episodes ago. Mm-hmm. Have an episode that focuses on more independent comics and whatnot. Is that something that you plan on doing more of? Like, or was that the first one? I got to be honest.
It was
the second one that you guys did?
One.
Okay.
And I think that was your idea. When the last week of the year,
usually,
this year was weird because it did work
like a regular week.
But usually, Marvel and DC and the other, you know, more mainstream titles, they kind of take a week off, and so we wouldn't normally have a great deal of stuff to go after. So we started last year, and we put it out there and said, "Hey, you know, send us your indie stuff, and we'll review that." And we aim to keep it going this year because we had such great feedback, and it gave a lot of people, you know, a nice shine. Which was great. So
and it's one because we during our year end review, one of the things that really stood out to me in our conversation was that the big two are still going to have their stuff, and since so much of it's going to be status quo driven and whatnot, these smaller press companies, these creators that this is their heart and their soul, and it's not a paycheck to write a Spider-Man story. That's the wave of the future.
Right.
And these creators need to be showcased.
Absolutely.
Because, oh my gosh, some of the stuff like the was it Hotel Hell?
Hotel Hell, man.
Yeah.
That one, like, did I send it to you yet?
Not yet.
Okay, I need to send it to you. As soon as I get home, I'll send it. Because it's one that, if you were not open to it, you would have totally missed this book. Like, you never would have known anything about it. And it's a book that has such a particular personality to it that if your general Marvel DC head, you know, looks at it like, nah, it's not that good. No, you're wrong. It's really good
for
where it's trying to be. It's really, really good. If you're more of the, you know, fights and tights kind of guy, this isn't your series. Yeah. But if you can enjoy something a little dark, a little, you know, hilarious, you'll love this.
Yeah. And seriously. And I think that's the one thing I took out of the year-end show that I watched the other day was, because I found myself these last probably 4, 5, 6 months. That's the summer. Yeah. Being more in my stack of things to read, I'm still going, I'm going to check out, like, I admitted that on Twitter there that over the holiday, I was like, I need something to read. I read Brian Kinney's book,
Flying. Nice.
And to me, just because I keep gravitating towards it, because I'm like, well, not that I don't like all my copies of G.I. Joe that I have to read or you know, or anything like that, but it's just like, I was interested. There was something about that book was calling me.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I'm like, I want to check this out. If I'm going to read something for the next 3 or 4 days while I'm just chilling with mom and stepdad, you know, this is going to be it. And I think that that's one of the changes I've seen in my own fandom over these last few months, you know. All right. You guys have sponsors, correct?
Yes.
How did that come about, if I may ask?
Shelby, for the most part, picked up the first batch, which is, I mean, essentially Pepsi.
Yeah, it's Pepsi, the Columbus area Pepsi, but apparently they've got different fiefdoms in terms of how they do their advertising. And Shelby is one of their ad, like, on-the-street ad people with Pepsi. So that's how they came on board with Kickstart and AMP are the two things they want us to push the most. That's like as sponsors, but the part that I think you and I are gonna freak out the most about.
And it's hard to even say like how that actually happened, because I really don't know from that end how he found us.
That's the mystery to me. That's what's in the Lost Ark? So we're carried early on. We had difficulty finding people to carry our show. And then, like, I don't know, like you said, I don't know. So, anyways, one of the person that's consistently carrying our show on their website is Mark Miller.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. Kick-ass fame.
Yes.
Of, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, just right now, Huck and like, what all did he come out with this year? Huck, Empress.
Reborn.
Reborn.
Yeah. Yeah,
Reborn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Jupiter's Legacy, Volume 2.
Yeah.
God, that's all been this year.
Yeah. And none of those have been slouch books. I mean, they've all been incredible.
Dude, I need to set my game up. Thanks, Mark. Thank you. But, like, I've been a fan of Mark's for a very long time. And, I mean, you've even had the pleasure of meeting him, which makes me infinitely, like, jealous of you.
Which I have a really funny story about my first time meeting him.
Please, can we get
sure. that? Yeah, hey, you know how this goes.
This was a good one.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Okay. So it was a Mid-Ohio Con 10-15 years ago, and I've got a hard copy of Ultimate X-Men that he autographed by my laptop. So anyways, I want to bring in a creator, and people are going to bring in John Byrne, Chris Claremont, like your people of that time period. And I'm like, you know what? This dude, Mark, is just killing it. Everything that he writes, I'm loving. So we get in touch with him, and I have the manager of the shop at the time handle all the, getting the plane ticket and the hotel and like all that stuff up. So the night that he comes into town, he had manager came to me and asked, like, he said that he's pretty tall and he needs to fly, first class. I'm like, well, yeah, bump him up, man, bump him up, and read his stuff. It's worth it. So he flies in. The manager walks into the store first, and he's just looking like I'm gonna yell at him. I'm not a yeller. I usually throw stuff. That's more my thing. And he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. All right, cool. And then Mark walks in. Mark is not 6'4"
at all.
Yeah, And I just started laughing and shook his hand because it's the kind of lie that you're gonna get caught. Right?
There's no way you're gonna get away with that.
Yeah. And it was just fantastically amazing. And from that point on, like, he's just an incredible person. And talking to him just in a regular conversation, he's incredibly cool. I mean, that's
yeah. I've looked up to him both as a reader and then as a writer who wishes at best to do his worst book. It's been phenomenal to have any sort of interaction and relationship with him. We speak on occasion. There are times when he'll, send us things a little bit early, so that way we're already pumped for it before it hits the stands.
Which screws us up.
It does, because then a book comes out, and we're like, yeah, we read that. I'm geeked out about this so hard already. I think it might be why he's actually stopped doing it. Yeah. He's like, no, I need that day of, and I'm like, but I need it, please.
Can I get any more of this?
Come on. Yeah, because the last issue of Jupiter's Legacy, I'm like, come on.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Stop teasing. We needs it. Ugh. Come on. Although that could be Frank's fault.
Probably.
Love Frank, though. Frank Quitely is one of my favorite artists of all time.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
To see his stuff, and especially with him working with Mark, is just brilliant. But yeah. That was actually one of the spots that brought in the most independent titles for us this year. Was I went on to the Miller World forums,
right,
and I put it out there, right. And that's basically where we got most of, if not all of, the submissions for this year. And because it was just me doing the independent side, I could only read so many. And there are some guys on there that sent me stuff that I definitely am still gonna read it, and I want to give them some plugs at some point. But I actually got to go on there and actually thank everyone who submitted, because it was great to see that sense of community. We're on this site kind of exalting one creator, but still are building a community of creativity of our own. Mm-hmm. And that's cool.
Yeah, it really is. And you should check out, if you haven't checked out the Miller World forums, please do. And if you're a store owner, there's a secret version of it that only store owners can go to.
Yeah.
And allows us to discuss things in our dark and secret ways. But,
do you have to go to the dark net to find that?
No.
I wish that he'd be so cool. Not that he can say.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool because you have people from all around the world, creators, fans, and almost every walk of life that would function with it, and seeing them interact in a nice way.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any flame wars or any meltdowns like that. Just cool.
Good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. Thanks, Chief, for that, man. He's an awesome guy.
Yeah.
Good guy.
How many books do you guys usually read? I mean, in a week, whether for the show or just on your own.
This psycho. Yeah, how many do you do?
Yeah, how many?
A
lot. I couldn't even count. Depends on the week. Part of it is market research, because I sell picture books.
Quote unquote, market research. I'm not a fan. I have to know what's going on.
Yeah. But that's a lot. It's definitely double digits on average. I don't know how many numbers are in the first digit, but it's quite a few.
Luckily, I marvel at that, because I I've just fallen. I look at that rack and I go, daunting.
Listen, the rack is sexy, but it is daunting. I mean, that wall right there, you're like, those all came out. God. And then next week it'll be totally brand new stuff. But, I mean, granted, I only get to really read for the show.
Right.
I'm pulling 5 to 6 titles every week. Yeah. But it's like, this is my geeky release. You know, this is how I stay, you know, abreast of everything that's coming out as best as I can, because, you know, with me writing or me traveling, I don't get that opportunity as much.
Yeah,
but
right.
So I thank you so much more for having me do this show. So I'm like, what's going on in comics? This is awesome. So
I think that is the daunting task, excuse me, for most comic book geeks, because you have so much to read, and now with all different types of media.
Yes.
You have so much to watch.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I am so embarrassed that I'm so far behind on Netflix shows.
What?
Yeah.
How far are you? Come on, the Marvel Netflix series, where are you at? Tell the truth. Come on, man.
Daredevil 1.
What?
I finished that.
It's a good place to start.
I mean, it's a great place to start. It is the place to start. Like, what do you mean? Wait. It's the place to start.
I haven't seen season 2. Haven't seen Jessica Jones. Punisher, I mean...
Well, Punisher's not out yet, so you're
okay. Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. That's coming out this year. Yeah, in February. Yeah. So, no, I'm wicked behind.
Oh, dude.
I know.
Take a weekend
and then just...
Close the doors and the windows. Order pizza in excess. Go to Little Caesars, get some Hot and Ready's on standby, and just do yourself the favor.
Why are you grimacing at the Hot and Ready's?
Because that's really bad for you. Your insides will eat it.
It is also, but in high school... I was on the club roller hockey team in high school, and whenever I would pitch a shutout, slam dunking a touchdown.
Oh yeah,
and the team would spring for pizzas.
That's goaltending speak, by the way. Yeah, for those folks not listening. Right. Anyways, they're like, not paying attention that are listening.
That's football and no, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
the hockey thing. And the thing is, you're like, when someone says, I'm going to spring for pizza, you're like, oh, cool. We're going to get like a high-end, like Donato's or something. Right. No, they would show up with Little Caesars. Like,
oh.
I'm like, why would you degenerates.
Wait, you must judge us every time we bring in stacks of Little Caesars into this place.
No, you guys are bringing it in for dinner. Like, it's not like, here's super special.
Oh, yeah, no. We're like, hey, look, we're eating... You get food tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
should I just trump you on this? Because I played on a roller hockey team. Oh. I did. And when we won, because our goaltender happened to be a bouncer at a certain gentleman's club, we got to go free. We got to get in free. So I'm going to trump that.
One of those exotic performance art studios.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yes,
that's what it is.
Exactly. Exactly. There.
Dude, your team sucked in comparison to his team, man.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Like, completely. Dude, if I was the other team, I would never score. Just be like, can I get in too? Like, what's up? Like, you know how we didn't win? What's up?
Victor's like that little kid's going, hey, I played really well too.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, guys.
Hey, remember how I had the opportunity to score and I missed? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You tell Trixie that's what I did there. Come on, man, hook me up. Like, that would be me. That would be... Opportunities, man. You gotta take them.
There you go. Anywho,
which I do have a Cahoots hockey jersey.
Do you really?
Yeah, because they had Cahoots in Columbus, Ohio. Yes. It's one of your premier adult destinations.
That sounded like a commercial.
It really did, though. Like,
sounded like,
wow.
Like, I would hear that on the Blitz, you know what I mean?
Welcome to Cahoots, Columbus's premier.
Adult destination.
That's what made it so good, destination. Yeah. It sounded like a place where people were like, I should go there.
Yeah. Well, they sponsored a hockey team, like a beer league team for a little bit. And
were they called the Cahooters?
I'm trying to remember, because it was like a dragon or something on it.
If it wasn't Cahooters, it was wrong. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah,
They failed.
I'm saying it. Yeah. They didn't have us as their marketing team, but go ahead.
Yeah, and someone tried to, you know, like, oh, you want to sub in? No, and nothing against that. Just in my warped, you know, goaltender logic, I play for a team.
Oh, you were dedicated.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
You couldn't cheat on your team.
Yeah,
with the stripper place.
Yeah, which in retrospect,
which one is still around? Your team or Cahoots?
This is an analogy for life.
I mean, really,
this is an analogy for life.
We're trying to share jewels with you here.
So when the adult destination asks you to join, you do. It just doesn't matter.
Wow.
Much like a cult.
Yeah.
You just join it.
You don't ask
questions. You do it.
Go.
You just go. Yeah. Anyways.
This just got so real. Or surreal? I don't know. Pick one. Wow. That's incredible. I didn't know that about you. You said no to Cahoots. Good job.
I'm an idiot.
No.
I'm part stupid.
It's not a race. That is not a species.
I'm also kind of trying to figure out what their particular name would be.
Yeah,
I can't remember. Like, I'll look tonight.
A dragon?
And see. I think there was a dragon on it.
Pole dragons. Dragon pole.
Oh my gosh.
Pole dragon. I'm calling it. It's pole dragon. It's what happens when a pole cat grows up. It becomes a pole dragon. Arr! Sinister.
It's my evolution form into Pokemons.
It's my final form. That's it. Cahoots, I choose you. Oh, I'm going to check out your Jigglypuffs. Find out if you Squirtle or not. That's so terrible. Why did you say that? I'm blaming Ryan. Everyone's looking at me right now because I said something very inappropriate. My children.
No, I was looking at you with just awe. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah. It's a joke that took on a life of its own. That's all we can say. So let's maybe get back on track here.
My bad.
So, Victor, how's things going with Vantage In-House, man?
Man, things are going very, 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 very well. Okay. In a weird sort of way, though, I'm taking a step back from promoting the books for a little bit, for pretty much the year. It's a twofold venture. Like, for the last 2 years, I've been steadily pushing the five titles that we've had. So, Wonder Care presents The Kindergartens, which is our all-ages piece. Origins Unknown, which is a little more teen-friendly. The Trouble with Love, which is our young adult title, which Ryan personally loves. The Samaritan, which is our bestseller, urban superhero piece. Possibly, somehow, similar to Luke Cage. That's all I'll say. And then, of course, Old Crazy and the 40 Ounces of Death. So for 2 years, yes, I know, right? I just throw that one out there, like, Old Crazy and 40 Ounces of Death. You're like, what is that? That's actually my love letter to Quentin Tarantino and Sam Jackson movies. So after 2 years, I think that I need to let those things breathe a little bit and start working on what's next. So in the meantime, what I'm doing is putting more spotlight and focus on my You Create Comics line. So we're actually redeveloping the products that we had before and actually issuing new products.
This
is going to be the first time where I think in almost 3 years that we've actually started new stuff. So like we just launched a collection of like Bristol board paper for, you know, people to use that is, you know, a pack of 50 for $20. You could easily do, you know, two comic books worth with that. And you know, we've got, you know, more books that we're working on that will kind of talk about comic book theory, if you will.
Oh, okay.
Really the thought behind how to make comics. In fact, what was crazy is I had a conversation with Howard Chaykin over the weekend. Oh. I can say that and not be lying. Conversation with Howard Chaykin.
Take a moment and think about that, people in the audience.
And one of the things that he was talking about was how no one has ever done a book to talk about the art of making comics. Like, there's things that are like, this is how you draw, but it's not quite figuring out the storytelling and how these things function and why. We haven't really had anything like that since Scott McCloud.
So this is
where I'm trying to step into and try to create something that does that for up and coming creators, that kind of says these are the things for you to think about and these are actual products for you to practice those concepts, so that way you build up your skill sets, so that way you have a bigger and better generation of creators coming out straight out the gate. That's what Vantage In-House is up to. We're gonna take a step back from the books, try to promote things that will encourage more creators while we're currently working on new titles of our own, including a follow-up to The Trouble with Love. Yes.
And still with Wizard World?
That part is crazy. Like, my partnership with Wizard World has grown tremendously over the last few years. I think I'm one of the few indie talents that is so pro-Wizard. There's a lot of people that feel like Wizard doesn't quite, you know, give an opportunity for the indie crowd. I am proof otherwise, like, literally.
Yeah.
I have no Marvel, DC, Image, Dark Horse credits to my name, but these guys rock with me, and they've put a lot of faith into who I am as a creator and as a person. And it's actually stepped up to a point where now, you know, and it kind of works out timing-wise, I'm not going to be exhibiting much this year with them. I am moving into more of a celebrity moderator role, which has been fantastic. I've gotten to meet and talk to like some astounding people, from Sebastian Stan, Jonathan Frakes, Evan Peters, to this past weekend where I had Theo Rossi, Jewel State, Peter Mayhew, David Ramsey, and Stephen Amell. So, like, I'm getting to, you know, expand my reach and you know, the wealth and worth of my brand by involving myself with these very, very talented people. And Wizard has been like orchestral in all of that. Like, they are the ones that put me on. So I love those guys.
With your new moderating gig,
yeah,
if I may.
Yeah.
How much research, how much time, how much prep work do you put
good
in?
Good question.
Oh, that is a good question. There is a measure of research involved. I mean, I was digging up some stuff on Jonathan Frakes in particular. I pulled out and he laughed. He's like, you know about that? He actually used to dress up as Captain America in the 70s to open up comic shops. He worked for Marvel and was commissioned to dress up as Cap and go to comic shops when they would open up. Right.
Oh my gosh.
Commander Riker would do that. And he's like, how did you know about that? And he asked me if I found a picture of it. And I didn't know that there were pictures. He's like, yeah, there's pictures. So there's actually a picture of him at the White House doing it. So that, I mean, there's things that, you know, I try to figure out and find out about.
Ryan is googling it on his phone right now.
it's hilarious. But more than anything, it's taking the opportunity to have a conversation with them.
Yeah, sure.
So it's not just, you know, me rehashing their past or anything like that. And a lot of times, you know, as I look at it, the people aren't there to listen to me talk. Some of them are really there to ask them questions. So, you know, if there's a space for me to throw something in there, I will. But more often than not, I hang back and let, you know, the fans interact, because that's what they're there for.
Yeah, right. Most definitely. All right. Have you found it? Ryan is still looking for it on his phone.
Yes. This is part of it.
We have found it.
That's
I know this is an audio podcast and no one can see this. Trust us.
Yeah,
it's there.
I think
it's
that's
on the
them
net.
At the White House.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh my
gosh. Jonathan Frakes right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's like two like prime nerd religions just melded
coalescing.
Together.
Coalescing. Splashing together. Don't get any on your shoe.
Oh my gosh, that's
right?
Freaking cool.
Right?
That's amazing.
That's So that it's stuff like that. That's the joy, man. That's the best thing.
And this is something I've wondered about. So as you're interacting with these creators, these actors, like people that are actually like gods for what we do, how do you manage to not fanboy out? Because that's like if I would have encountered Stan Lee, I would have had him Sharpie his name on me, and I would have just went right to someone to tattoo it on.
I'm not saying I didn't think about it.
That's fair.
I'm not saying I didn't do that. And Stan was probably one of the hardest ones to do that with. I just met Stan over New Year's, and Stan's place in the industry is cemented. There's no question about his worth to the industry.
Yeah.
Granted, there are a lot of people that might have personal, you know, insights to that and you know, variables therein. But it was hard. Like, I mean, I managed to. He's probably one of the few people that I was like, Mr. Like, he's the only person I was like, Mr. Lee. And like a lot of people I try to approach as peers, because I need you to see me as someone who you can talk to.
Yeah.
And the moment I go, Mr. Amel, that doesn't quite work. I can't speak to you like openly. But I'm like, Steven, it's a pleasure to meet you. He'll look at me, of course, like, do I know you? And I'm like, no, you don't, but you will. And that's what I want. But for the actors, it's easier for me not to geek out. It's not that I don't appreciate what they do and love what they do, but I see them as people.
Which I bet most people do not.
Right.
Yeah. Right. They see them as these.
Oh, like, oh my God. Oh my God.
You know.
Now, creators, especially ones that have impacted me, that's harder. You know, like when I first met Howard, it was at breakfast a couple, not last year, but 2015. We were in Wizard World Nashville, and I'm meeting him at breakfast, and it was like, oh my God, you're Howard Chaykin. And he's like, yes, I am. And I'm like, you spoke to me. You know, like, I'm losing my mind. Same thing happened to me with Jim Kruger. When I met him, and that was embarrassing. Like, we were out at dinner, and I totally geeked out. The people that were with me was like, what's up with that? Like, I've seen you in the room with, like, multimillionaire celebrities, and you've never done that. And I was like, they haven't impacted me he has.
Right.
You know, they've definitely made an impression. But this, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. You know, so that's what I think is the difference. Ask me if I meet Matthew Broderick. He's one of the few persons I think in life I've ever tried to emulate. So that's definitely one who was like, I might be different. I might be different. Just a little bit. So, yeah.
All right. Hey, is Sexy Panther going on tour anytime soon?
I think we need to figure that out. That's your band. You you definitely brought that out. You brought out the Sexy Panther.
Oh, that's right, I did.
Yeah, don't try to act like you forgot.
All right, I need to get limbered up so I can fit into my spandex.
No,
come on. Like you
got to do the face paint too.
Can someone be in a band called Sexy Panther and not? I mean, you got to wear spandex.
Yeah,
you got to have a cod piece.
Yeah.
But it's.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's got to be a lot of leather.
It's 2017.
Oh, yeah.
You got to. Uh-huh. You got to add some technology into it. Like it's got to like have a belt that says something nasty.
Oh yeah, there'll be LED lights.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you
about.
Go.
That's what I'm talking
emanating
about.
Emanating from the cod piece.
Kind of like that wall in Stranger Things. So like it'll spell out different words.
Yes, that's
there
awesome.
There you go.
Oh, I like it.
And by the way, for those that are lost at home, you need to just watch Black, White, Red, All Over.
And you'll find out what that's
you'll
all about.
You'll find out what Sexy Panther is all about.
Yeah, it's
that's from, what, four episodes ago, five
I think
episodes
so.
Ago?
Yeah,
there you go.
All that goodness.
There you go.
Oh, that's so bad. I'm going to have the codpiece that has the lasers on it, and we're just going to let cats out and just watch them chase it.
Oh, my gosh.
Just watch them chase it.
Be part of the show?
Yes, like a bunch of black cats. We just let them out.
Wait a minute. Are you superstitious? Because you don't want black cats to cross your
path,
right?
Listen, it doesn't bother the Sexy Panther. You understand?
Yeah.
See, that's
what
it is.
Oh.
See, the Sexy Panther is a black cat.
Yeah.
So you can't bad luck a bad lucker, right? No, that's what the phrase is, isn't it?
No, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I think my Uncle Harold used to say that. can't bad luck a bad lucker. There you go.
Yeah.
And
I'm a bad lucker. So, yeah.
Yeah. There you have it.
Ah.
Give me them cats.
The more the merrier.
That's
I don't care.
Yeah.
Give them to me meow. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Thank you. Anywho, let's talk a little bit about Comic Town real quick.
Okay.
Want to go ahead and plug the store where folks could stop by, hours, all that jazz, Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
that was not a question for sure.
I mean, I could, but
okay.
Well, it's better
right,
if you,
you
do
know.
It.
Come yeah.
on. You're the mayor of Comic Town.
I've
been trying to get him to get that forever. I don't even know how much money that might cost. But give us the melody of Funky Town.
Yeah.
But we'll just do a commercial called Comic Town.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It is.
Come on.
Oh, you can get the little hat, like a mayor's hat.
Yes.
Get Wesley Snipes on board, too.
Come on. We'll bring it. Okay. Where's the store at?
Right. Yeah, we're located in Columbus, Ohio. And if you're in Columbus, Ohio, we're located on Morse Road. We've been here way too many years, since like 95. I started off here first day as an employee. The interesting thing about it, that is I tried to get a job at there was a chain of Comic Towns at one point, and I tried to get a job at the original one in Westerville, Ohio. And I was told that I'm not Comic Town material.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Whoa, stop. Hold on. Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know. But the thing is, I have owned a store longer than anybody else, even
right.
the originator of the chain.
Take that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. Maybe it's my mohawk that scares people away.
Whatever. It was part of your. It wasn't part of your final form. Come on.
You were wearing the codpiece, weren't you?
Yeah.
You went
was.
To the job interview.
He was like, hi. On my resume, I'm Sexy Panther.
I
want to turn your pages, please.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
28 pages, emphasis on the 8.
Oh.
It's,
good
so
job.
If you want more of that. And it's weird looking back, the 20 plus years that I've been in this, like I've seen different fads come and go. You know, seen different genres, different creators, and it's weird. Like in my 20s, I was like, this is a cool job. You know, I don't have to go to like work in a cubicle or do anything like that. I get just to nerd out. One of the other local Columbus people that own or manage a shop, Gib Bickle, over at the Laughing Ogre.
Love Gib.
Yeah.
Had one time said that we don't have a job in so much as we have a place that we go that hundreds of our friends that love the same things we do
hang out,
visit us each week. And
that's
he's absolutely
true.
Correct. And I mean, it really is. I haven't worked a day in my life, you know, since my early 20s, and getting to see people that originally started would come to the shop and, you know, as they were young or teenagers, and now they're bringing their children, and it's weird having that kind of longevity to like see, cause like
you're talking to me right now.
Yeah, so it's humbling. It's hard to describe because it is such an incredible journey that I've been on, and
It ain't over, baby.
Yeah.
It ain't over. Yeah. It's just getting started.
Yeah, I still owe the IRS money. So
oh, well, dang.
Yeah, yeah, well.
Well, speaking of that.
Okay. So
we have to.
Off air, I lamented that Ryan has a BlackBerry.
Yes.
And BlackBerries are awesome. I don't even. You iPhone users can just.
Suck it.
Yeah, just.
There you go.
I'm sitting right here, man. Right here.
Dude, BlackBerries, there's an actual keypad with, like, buttons. Like, real buttons. None of this, like, crap, not like, this, iPhone not this crap.
Screen-oriented. Dude, you actually have buttons to push. You're a tactile typer.
Yeah.
I get it.
And
I get it.
And you can use the keyboard also to scroll the page up and down. Just by, it's technology is amazing. It's like technology like this, we could have put someone on the moon by now if they just would use it. But
well, anywho, I lamented because I, much like Ryan, am a BlackBerry fan, but now have converted to the dark side, dun, so to speak, to iPhones.
It's a trap.
We have come up with a brilliant marketing plan for BlackBerry.
Yes.
So, Victor, do you want to explain?
All right. So, I mean, obviously, with the term BlackBerry, you can easily pull from the classic line from Passenger 57, always bet on BlackBerry. And we just went on this whole thing of how amazing it would be if BlackBerry would, in fact, use that as a campaign and bring in the original Passenger 57 action star, Wesley Snipes, as their key figure. Like, that would be brilliant.
And they could do more than that, because he has such iconic roles in different
that's
movies.
Right.
Like Blade, if you don't know what, watch Blade.
Slap yourself if you don't know what
Blade
is.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, you could do a commercial with him as Blade, somehow tying in.
He's a day talker.
Oh, my God! Yeah. That just came off the top
there
of my head!
Yeah.
Nice!
He's a day talker. Come on,
nice.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, now, here's your challenge. Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, Noxzema Jackson, BlackBerry, go.
Oh.
Dang it, I just came up with it. Okay, so BlackBerry is the name of the eyeshadow that she's using, or the lipstick that she's using.
Ooh.
Wow,
it is.
I forgot he was
he's in that.
How about Nino Brown?
Ooh.
New Jack City.
Oh, New Black City?
Your soul is required in BlackBerry. I don't know. Yeah.
That's real. That's real.
There
I like
go.
It. So come on, guys. Bring Wesley Snipes in. It would be brilliant.
Oh. Yeah. Could I use my brother's BlackBerry?
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah.
Is that,
am I my BlackBerry's keeper? Like, that's real.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
This is so terrible. How we just... Somebody pay us to do this. This is easy. This is real. If y'all use this, we are asking for a percentage. That's all we're saying.
Mm-hmm. 20 non-sequential $5 bills will work for me.
I have a good attorney.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we will sue.
Yeah, bring it. Okay,
it is right here.
Let him know.
It is on.
Let him know.
Tomorrow when my computer's missing, because they broke into my house, we'll know
what
happened.
We'll be like,
damn you, Wesley Snipes.
You.
Just running down the street like that.
He's going to leave a note, always bet on black. Oh my God.
Anyways, all right, as we wrap this up, anything you want to plug in terms of social media, Ryan, for the store, Victor as well?
Well, definitely subscribe to the channel on YouTube because we love you and that's necessary.
Yeah,
the other day, I was actually checking it out and I saw on subscribers wise, we had 2,345 subscribers. 2,345.
Wow.
I had to screenshot
close it down.
Like, that was amazing. Like,
yeah. That's...
At the same time, Vantage In-House's Facebook page had 666 likes.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
No one else
totally
is allowed to.
It was awesome.
All right. So I'm being told that we also need to say the address and hours for the shop. We're open from 11 to 8, Monday through Saturday, and 11 to 6 on Sundays. We're at the corner of Mays and Morse Road at 1249 Morse Road behind the CVS. But don't follow your GPS because it's going to try to take you to the side, like the back alley behind the shop.
Don't do that.
Just don't. I've done it, and it's things happen. You'll need back team.
Don't do that. So, don't do that.
The Cylons are back there.
No,
you
seriously.
Don't want to go back there.
So is what's the guy that scrapes the...
Oh, my gosh. He's my nemesis. Like, yeah. I fully understand.
Wait a minute. You have a nemesis in this
Oh,
this
God,
complex?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, he's a nice guy. But yeah, he does things that just make you question why
people exist.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. He likes shoveling snow, which means there's some backstory that has set him off. Like, I hate snow.
Yeah.
And it's because of this. I want to find out, but I don't at the same time.
Because I can tell you, it's because he got drugged into a cave by a wampa and hung upside down.
That's what it is.
I mean,
oh man,
yeah. You know,
wampa came at him.
He's from Westerville.
He didn't have any friends that were like, they didn't save us, and that's bad. That's what happens when you don't have friends that do that.
Yeah. Does Comic Town have a website?
Yes, worldofcomictown.com. It's a bit of hubris there on that name, but you know, we've got that. We've got the YouTube channel, Comic Town TV. We've got a Twitch channel, though. We do more of our magic related stuff there. It's Comic Town TV also, because I'm not smart enough to remember anything else.
Just branding. You're being smart.
There you go. Yeah. There you go, Victor. Any social media places?
I abhor social media. No, I'm teasing.
I was like,
find me.
Get behind me, Satan.
What are you talking? Social media? Ooh, no. At Vantage In-House is me on both Instagram, Twitter, definitely like the Vantage In-House Facebook page. I try to brand, you know, so thoroughly through Vantage In-House as a brand, just to make sure that everyone knows who I be, because that's how I makes my living and takes care of my children.
And when you Google or you search for the show Black, White, and Red, R-E-A-D.
Yes.
All over, because if you just use the color red, you're gonna get a lot of heavy metal bands.
You get some things that
heavy metal stuff. Coming up.
Zebras that have been in car accidents.
Really? Okay. Well, on YouTube, you're getting a lot of heavy metal stuff. So.
You need to change your adult filters on your thing, man. Come on.
What they have those?
Right. Parental advisory alert.
Cows being hit by trains. Oh, there's videos.
Oh, look.
There actually are.
Yes, there are. That's terrible.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Thanks, Internet.
That's how burgers are made. you thought it was McNasty's before. Wait till you see. I'm sorry. It's so bad.
I don't even know if we can end on that note. I'm just being honest.
We're just going to slowly back away. Slowly back away from the mics. That's what you do. Where's that Bactine you were talking about? We're just going to need it right now.
Just picture like Chick-fil-A working on an ad campaign.
This is how you get your burgers.
Eat more chicken. Oh.
You know what's going to happen? They're going to steal that idea. Wesley Snipes is not even touching ours. They're going to be like,
The BlackBerry's going to steal it. And they're just going to somehow work it. And like, you know why this happened? Because you didn't have a BlackBerry to check the train times. That's what happened. Right there.
Boom.
You're gonna have a cow that's gonna be like checking a BlackBerry and it steps backwards. And his buddy is like, hey, so I'm on an iPhone. Wow.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And it ends where he's just like applesauce.
There you go. Okay, folks, with that being said, Ryan and Victor, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
We'll try to do this again. We'll just come up with more crazy ideas and spitball.
Oh,
okay.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
It's an
absolute pleasure.
With that, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Wow, folks. I don't even know what to say. I don't know what words to use to describe the conversation that took place with Ryan, Victor, and myself. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm pretty sure you probably did. I would bet good money on it that you got a chuckle, at least two or three chuckles, I'll say, while listening to this episode. Ryan and Victor are great guys. They're putting out a great, great YouTube show, Black, White, and Red all over. That's, of course, Red as in R-E-A-D. Search for it over on YouTube, sit down, watch an episode, watch two episodes, heck, watch a bunch of episodes, and I guarantee that you'll find it, especially if you love comics, I guarantee you'll find it very interesting and insightful. And so, thanks to those two for coming on, and you know what, let's talk about Comic Town. It's over on Morse Road, 1249 Morse Road to be exact, and the worldofcomictown.com is the website, and I have a link for that over on the PVDcast homepage, that of course being PVDcast.com. So, with that being said, it's time for me to start wrapping up this episode. So, if you are paying very close attention, you can hear the music. And that music lets us know that, it's time for Orlando's Faves! That's right. This is the part of the podcast where I highlight something that I think is cool, something I think is interesting, something I think you should check out. I mean, on top of checking out, of course, Black, White, and Red all over. But my fave for this edition of the PVD cast is a band that I have just discovered. And I'm going to say discovered them about a month or so ago. And I am just captivated by this band. And they just recently were here in Columbus just, 4 or 5 days ago. The band I'm referring to
LP, and Killer Mike, also known as Run the Jewels. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of modern hip-hop. I mean, I'm a classic hip-hop guy. But Run the Jewels is reminiscent of Public Enemy, of Boogie Down Productions, giving you some of that social and some of that political feel to some really great rhymes and some chaotic beats. Ah, man, I have just been absolutely enthralled with their catalog. In fact, I downloaded Talk to Me, which is the new single from RTJ3, which is the name of the album. I downloaded it because Cartoon Network had a free download, and I listened and listened and listened to that thing all the time, and I've expanded out and listened to a lot of their catalog, and probably going to pick some stuff up. I wish I would have known a little more in terms of their catalog and whatnot to go see them live, but maybe the next time they swing around town, I'll catch them. I would love to play a sample, but again, I don't know what the copyright rules might be for that. So, you know what? Just go. While you're at YouTube watching Victor and Ryan on Black, White, and Red All Over, just type in Run the Jewels and check out some tunes. So, there you go. That's my fave for this installment. So, with that, let's talk about some social media stuff. I mean, where can you get in touch with me, you may ask? Well, I'm on Twitter, at PVDMVP. I also can be reached via email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Of course, there's a Facebook page, which is not getting a lot of traffic, people. Let's change that in 2017. Let's change that, man. I know it was late to get one of those up, but it's up there. Let's go. Let's start liking it and telling folks about it. Again, that's facebook.com/PVDcast. And I'm going to remind you that there are five ways to check out the PVDcast. Obviously, the online home of yours truly, PVDcast.com. You can check it out on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and SoundCloud. So please, listen one of these ways. Rate, describe, tell a friend, review. I said describe. That's not even accurate. That's not even another R. Rate, review, and subscribe. Tell a few friends. Oh my goodness, I need to wrap up this episode. I'm so confused. Anyways. All right, well, I mean, I might as well end in a silly mood because it's been a silly podcast. And that's okay because hopefully, like I said, everybody was entertained by it. So, all right, I'm rambling. Let's go ahead and wrap this bad boy up. I thank you all for listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you later.